¿Habla usted Spanglish? With Larry Torres.
Gran por platica del Ice Cream Sunday. Nijo! Began Grandpa Caralampio speaking to his grandson early one morning. Did I ever tell you about mi amigo Domingo Nieves, who used to go pa la escuela conmigo? No, Grandpa, replied Canutito. I don't think I ever heard of anyone named Domingo Nieves. Well, in any case, continued Grandpa, Domingo Nieves was muy atroz en diatiro when he was young. He didn't even hacerle el try to speak el inglés in school. The teachers pensaban que if they changed his name to something in inglés, he might try harder. Entonces they changed his name from Domingo Nieves to Ice Cream Sunday. Pues that was the straw that broke the camel's back. El pobre del Ice Cream Sunday just started jugando hooky, and after playing so much hooky, he just became and dropped out. What did el Ice Cream Sunday do for the rest of his life without public education, Grandpa? Asked the little boy. Pues, I'll tell you, mijo, said Grandpa, taking a navaja out of his pocket. As Canutito watched him, Grandpa Caralampio peeled una manzana with his pocket knife and started to munch on it. El Ice Cream Sunday se casó in due time porque there was nothing else for him to do. Su vieja was named Roxanny. Roxanny Sunday le llamaban. Él y su vieja lived for a long time allá en la casa vieja behind el chiquerito by the corral. They would go pa la misa every morning and became real devotos. Whenever they would get into trouble, his wife Roxanny would invoke el Dame del Sagrado Corazón de Jesús. Y el Ice Cream Sunday, whenever he was in trouble, would aclamare the name of El Santo Niño de Atocha. Canutito rested his head on the table, waiting to see where his grandpa was going with this historia. And then what, grandpa, he asked. Pues, one day, while El Ice Cream Sunday was working allá en el chiquerito, a hammer that he had en el techo del corralito fell and hit him in el ojo. Oh, his vieja Roxanny saw it fall and exclaimed, Sagrado Corazón de Jesús. Y el Ice Cream Sunday rubbed his eye exclaiming, Santo Ninito de Atocha. Pues he suffered from that injured ojo for a long time. He kept seeing spots and lights in front of his eyes for a long time. Y pa cabala de remachar, an old curandera told him que whenever la muerte was near, one would see spots and lights. Pues, el pobre del Ice Cream Sunday got real scared y le entró pupu. He lived in the constant fear of dying every time that he would see luces enfrente de los ojos. Y es que una noche, he had to salir pa'l común in the middle of the night. What is a común, Grandpa? Asked Canutito. Tú sabes, mijo, replied Grandpa somewhat gruffly. Es el baño, el sanitario, el excusao, la latrina, el toledo, el outhouse, whatever you want to call it. It is the place to where we all went antes de poner plumbing. Well, in any case, el Ice Cream Sunday was en el común and se abajó los calzoncillos and he sat down to hacer sus necesidades. And now, as he was sitting there, suddenly he began to see spots and lights in front of his ojos again. He began to wonder if La Muerte was going to come for him then and there. Oh, he began to shout invoking el holy name, Santo Niño de Atocha, Santo Ninito de Atocha, que no me vaya a morir yo aquí. Please don't let it happen to me here, not with my pants down. Canutito started giggling at the idea of an old man in el común in the middle of the night, with his longis wrapped around his knees, invoking the holy name of the holy child of Atocha. What did his wife Roxanny do, Grandpa? Asked Canutito curiously. Pues, she heard him and she got all scared. She began to invoke the Sacred Heart of Jesus from the main house, and he echoed her back with the name of El Santo Ninito de Atocha all the way from the outhouse. The louder he got, the louder she got, until it became a virtual litania shouting match from the house to the commune. Now, do you think that maybe they were un poco cortos de espíritu, Grandpa? Asked the little boy. Oh, probably not, Nico, returned Grandpa Caralampio. Pero it might be a good reason to take a good look at public education, eh?
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.